Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Well, it is amazing how much just one phone call can lift people's spirits. And that's exactly what former Mayo GAA player David Brady has been doing since Easter weekend. He's been checking in on those who feel isolated during the lockdown and the COVID-19 pandemic and ensuring that they have somebody to talk to. I'm joined on the line now by David and also by Tom Byrne, who was one of the first people to receive a phone call from David. And good morning to you both and thank you very much for joining me. I might get you first, David, just in terms of what you have been doing and how it's been working out. What made you think of this initiative?
You know what? It came to me, Sarah, and I have to say it's one of the most heartwarming things I've ever done in my life. It was a simple direct message on Twitter from Kevin to say, would by any chance I give his father a call down in Wicklow, Tom, who originally was from Mayo and was a GAA Mayo GAA fanatic, would I mind giving him a call? He was cocooning. It was probably at the peak. It was Easter Saturday. And I can honestly say I'll never forget it, because that call for me, Sarah, has said about something that I'll never forget. I'll never forget the conversations I've had with people. These are strangers, people I've never talked to before. But on the back of a phone call introducing myself as David Brady, former Mayo GAA player, and just wondering how you're keeping in up to chatting some GAA and a bit about life, and it's really been transformational. And it's I know that Evelyn was talking about the UV index, but for me the feel good index was off the Richter scale after that, because it's something simple, but I always say it takes two people to have a conversation, and I've had some brilliant conversations.
And can you give me an example of some of those?
Well, I suppose from a context, I have probably called most of the counties in Ireland. I have people from all over. I suppose the oldest person I talked to is a guy called Paddy Prendergast, who was 94 years of age down in Tralee. He happens to be the only man alive from the 1951 Mayo winning All-Ireland team. And I've had from America, New York. I've also had some criticism, I have to say. I called Chris, a guy called Christy in Dublin, who was 82, and he gave me both barrels to say what we did in 2006 and taking the hill was wrong. And that was about 5 seconds into the phone call. So it was, I've had great fun, great talks. And it's been life affirming for me. And I always say it's good to talk. And I've really, really enjoyed every single conversation.
Yeah, and I know that you've spoken to some people as well who've been really struggling. There was a man in his 80s whose wife had been taken into hospital.
Yeah, and you know what? So I have heard I will say this, no negativity in any way, shape or form. But yeah, this man, and you know what he said to me, and this was like, I think it was probably really on the 6th or 7th of April, it was the height of it. And his wife had been taken in with gallstones, and it wasn't COVID, but he cried at the end of the phone call. And it was, and for a man that's in his 80s, he said, I don't know, did I tell her I loved her this week? Like, that's, for me, it knocked me back. But that was his thought, that maybe he would never see her again. Maybe she would pick up COVID and he might lose her. And he didn't say he loved her. But you know what? I rang him probably a week afterwards and he was full of life and delighted, and she was back home and all was safe.
Yeah, it just shows you how scared people were. David, yes. Stay with us on the line if you don't mind. I am also joined by Tom Byrne, who got this first phone call from David. And Tom, I believe it's your birthday today as well. Congratulations.
It is, yeah.
You turned 63. Well done. Can you tell us, were you surprised when you received that phone call from David?
I was, yeah. And I recognised the voice all right. And of course, he was a bit coy then. He wouldn't give his name, you know. And then you're wondering, where you got my number from and all this sort of thing. And this went on for a few seconds, I suppose. And it just frightened a bit.
So you didn't know who he was when he called? The phone rang and man said, this is David here.
It's all right. But no, I didn't know if Madam who he was, no. No.
And where do you go from there when somebody calls you out of the blue and then you realise who they are, a former Mayo GAA player? How did the conversation go from there?
Like, even the tone of his voice when he came on first, it was a strange call, but you know, you just go with the flow then, you know. You start chatting to somebody and that was brilliant to talk to him.
And what difference did it make to you, Tom?
Pardon?
What difference did it make to you, or did it make a difference to you?
You know, it was like getting... was like winning something. A surprise now where you got good news that you didn't expect to come.
Because I suppose being in isolation or cocooning is very difficult.
It is, yeah. Yes, the days are long. Now, lucky enough, I had plenty to do. That was the only thing that kept me going. I was doing more work than all, working longer hours. No, but not through choice now, not so anything else. But.
One of the things, David, that I think, I know you're talking to people about all, like, life as well as the GAA, but I think the GAA being missing is very big from a community perspective as well as a sports perspective.
Oh, it's huge, yeah, yeah. So the anticipating Saturday evening or Sunday, you may have to, and especially with me, oh God knows what end of the country you might have to travel to, but you're on your go.
And what are you doing? How are you passing the time, Tom?
Farming,
okay.
Yeah.
So you get outside at least.
Oh, I'm out to the hood. I've been in construction for years and I'm sort of similar to all that now. So.
And do you see anybody from day to day?
Oh, I would, yeah, at a distance, yeah.
At a distance. People
in the local shop and that's all. I'd see my family now. They'd call outside. And I got back to see my partner here about 2 weeks ago again now. She was cocooning in Temple Oak, so.
And is this the sort of thing, what David is doing, ringing people and talking to them, is that the sort of thing that you think should be implemented around the country? Would it make a difference, do you think?
It's just brilliant. I mean, I have an old neighbour across the way from here in 83 and I stay in touch with him every day, you know, and I'd walk across the fields and I'd shout at him and we'd be out and he's a mad GAA Tipperary man. We actually got, after David rang me then, my daughter contacted Patrick Bonamar to ring him, and when he rang me back to him, he was thrilled, you know. He was speaking to him for nearly an hour.
And if that 83-year-old neighbour of yours, if you weren't seeing him during the day, would he be seeing anybody?
His all his family live in the city now. They'd call out from a few times a week, and I'd go with himself and his wife are there together now. But
okay.
I'd go over and we'd be talking about just farming. I think farming or GAA now. Giving out about the money.
You know what, sir? Can I
go
come
on,
in
David.
On that?
Like, yeah, Tom, do, yeah.
That simple act of shouting over the fence or shouting over a ditch or going to an 82-year-old, like Tom was doing his deed there. I was doing my deed. Tom was actually buying the last two heifers off that farmer the day I called. And you know, it was making sure that he was okay. He was going to look after his two heifers. And again, from Bonner Maher ringing that man. I suppose Good to Talk GAA has transcended across counties. There's numerous people, ex-county footballers, current county teams, doing it now.
And is it women or men you're talking to, David?
Both, man, says GAA is all-encompassing. And I have to say that the women I've talked to are more mothering. They're going, how are you keeping? And they're asking me the questions. How is your family and what's your kids' names? And I've learned one thing, never to call a woman on a Sunday at 2 o'clock, because one woman actually burnt her Sunday roast because of me, and she said she said, you know what, only for it's you, she said, I wouldn't have stayed on the phone with anyone else. And the one thing I do say to Tom is I apologize as well. Tom and myself have talked once since today, or twice. He rang me up and he says, are you trying to kill me? He said, I'm 62 coming 63. You said the other night I was 70, and on the newspaper, a journalist said he was 82. He said, he said, you're trying to make an old man out of me.
Yeah. Well, we'll correct the record.
I get a chance at all.
And happy birthday today, Tom. I hope you have a nice day. And again,
thank you.
It's well deserved. And from my context, I want to say thanks for picking up the phone, because without that one call, I wouldn't have understood how important this is to people. And it's been an honour to continue it.
Yeah, I'm praying for 3 or 4 days rain.
Yeah, indeed, as we were just talking to Evelyn about there. We've got a text in here to 51551 saying Monaghan GAA players are also phoning people. Nudie Hughes, who's a former Monaghan player, recently phoned my mother, who's in her 80s, to talk about her camogie days in the 50s and 60s, and she was delighted. David, it's going all around the country.
Yeah, all around. Like, the Bomber Liston is doing it. If I got a phone call from the Bomber Liston, I'd be on top of cloud nine, never mind someone that's in their 60s, 70s or 80s. And we're going through hard times and it's difficult situations, but something simple as conversation. And I know, for one thing, the art of conversation is well and truly alive with the older generation of people. And us, as younger people, our younger people in the 20s, 30s or 40s, need to realise it's a skill And I think the most important part is listening.
And how do you feel about the GAA being gone? How are you coping with the GAA being gone?
I have, Sarah, been transported back to the 1930s, 40s, 50s and 60s in the last 6-7 weeks by conversations of people telling me about games and what games meant to them and what games they really that stuck out in their mind. But it's the thing is, it's gone, but it won't be gone forever. And I think that the big thing is how important the GAA is in from a society point of view, from a cultural point of view, and I suppose a conversational point of view. When it does come back, it's going to be as big as ever, and it's better than ever.
Are you looking forward to that day, Tom? I say you are.
Oh gosh, I am. Yeah.
And me and Tom are going to go to a Mayo game together when this is all done and dusted. We're going to have a day out in Crow Park.
The two of you will have to meet for a pint. Would you be up for that,
definitely,
Tom?
By God, I'm game for anything.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations and happy birthday again, Tom. I hope you're able to celebrate in style. And thank you also, David Brady, for joining us with that great initiative where you pick up the phone, call somebody and have a chat. We'll be back after this.